It turned out to be in the wire coating section. We made the first attack on the ground level, and we had to make our way at least 300 feet into the building. At the same time, we had a crew going to the roof of the structure, and they had fire showing on the roof. We contained the fire quickly, called Russell Springs Fire Department in to help with manpower and bring more equipment to the scene due to heavy smoke and heat conditions in the building. Damage was not terribly heavy. There's a lot of smoke damage and water damage, but damage to the equipment was to one line, one working line. And they hope to have that line back up and in operation by the first of the week.